This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. I am a rewarded. My name is Abdullah Sheikh. Before it was a Sushant Kumar Mandal. I am from Panvel. But there is one question regarding Allahu Akbar, which I am always, I have read the Quran and I came to know that there is a Jannat, which I am trying to go Jannat directly. For that I have to follow the Hadith and Quran, but when I have read the Hadith and Quran, I came to know that I have to follow total Sunnat. This Sunnat has tried to put me down because of my mother. And my mother asked me to remove my beard, my cap, and all Sunnat. She wants me to be like an Indian guy. She says me, you have to pray Allah in your heart, not by Salah. And this always Hindu always try to put me like this. You do what we say. Shall I have to do like this, or I have to leave the house, or I have to stay other?
MashaAllah, brother asked a very good question. Allah gave him hidayah. He became a Muslim. He realized that following Quran and Sunnah will give him Jannah. When he read the hadith, he followed the Sunnah. He wore a cap, he covered his hair, he sported a beard. But his mother says, remove the beard, remove the cap. What should I do? The verses I quoted of Surah Luqman chapter number 31, verse number 14, that we have enjoined on the human beings to be kind to the parents. In travel upon travel did the mother bore them, but in pain did she give birth. Immediately next verse says, Surah Luqman chapter 31, verse number 15, but if your parents force you to worship somebody besides Allah, of which you have no knowledge, they do not obey them, yet live with them with love and compassion. The same message repeated in Surah Ankabut, chapter number 29, verse number 8. We have enjoined on the human beings to be kind to the parents. But if the parents force them to do something, worship someone besides Allah, of whom they have no knowledge, then don't obey them, but yet live with them with love and compassion. What we realize from Quran and Sahih Hadith, that you have to love your parents, you have to respect them, you have to obey them. But if they tell you something against Allah and His Messenger, that's the only time you can disobey them. But yet love them. So if they tell you to remove the beard, you tell, my dear mother, our beloved Prophet said, it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 7, in the book of death, hadith number 780, that do the opposite of what the pagans do, trim your mustaches and grow the beard. I am following my messenger. And that same messenger said, paradise lies beneath your feet. So if I remove the beard, even my paradise beneath your feet will go. Mother, I love you. Mother, I care for you. Mother, I respect you. That same prophet said that the person that deserves the best love and compassion is your mother. After that, do your mother. After that, do your mother. So if I stop obeying him, I will have to stop respecting you also. Mother, I love you. I respect you. I obey you. As long as you don't go against the person who's taking you to Jannah, that's the prophet. So depending how you speak, what you do, if you were not obedient to your mother before accepting Islam, maybe she told you, okay, wear a blue color shirt. Mother, I don't like blue color. Moment you became a Muslim, mother, I will wear a blue color. But what happened to my son? Before he became a Muslim, he used to disobey me. Now he's obeying me. So whatever your mother told you before you became a Muslim, which you never used to follow, the moment you become a Muslim, start following, as long as it doesn't go against Allah and His Rasul. You should find a change. Start loving her more. You have to respect her. Suppose she goes to the temple, doing shirk is haram. But the moment she comes out of the temple, it becomes your duty that you take her back home. Because you love her, because you respect her. Even though she is a non-Muslim, yet your paradise lies beneath the feet of your mother. Your mother may not be in paradise, but your paradise yet lies beneath the feet of your mother. Love her, respect her, obey her, until she does not go against Prophet and Rasul. See, there should be a change in your life, and she will respect you. She will also accept your religion. She'll even accept the sayings of Prophet Muhammad. Hope that answers the question. Wa akhra da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Sir, but there is one problem is that after she has converted into Islam, she accepted my Allah, but he is taking in the back of Allah, she is saying to me, you don't follow what the Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving you, the whole structures of the Islam, she is trying to stop. What shall I do? I should leave the house or I should stay away from my mother? Because you told me that in the feet of mother there is a jannat.
The time is running short. You have to follow yet lover with compassion, because tell her that the Quran says Atiullah was your Rasul in Surah Nisa chapter number 4, verse number 59. So Quran says follow the messenger, therefore I'm following the messenger, not because somebody else is saying. So to follow the Quran, I have to follow the hadith. You love her, respect her. If she kicks you out of the house, stay out of the house, yet love her.
Thank you, sir.